my story so far.
It's very silly.
It's making me hungry.
What's all this got to do with me, you may be wondering? So am I, actually.
Now, what do you suppose happened next?
What?
It was now time to prepare the bacon to put in the sausage meat.
Chop, chop, very small. And put in the silver bacon pan to fry.
When all of a sudden, one of the great stones on the kitchen floor began to move.
To welcome a fellow monarch. After all, I have lived in this palace as long as you. You may be a queen, but so am I.
Queen of where?
I am queen of all Mousedom. All I want is a taste of that beautiful bacon that's sizzling on the fire.
No! Go away!
It would be better if you did as I am.
Are you threatening me?
Let us just say you would not want me as your enemy.
You frighten me. Oh, very well, but only a taste, and then you must go away.
How kind. I only asked the merest morsel, just a little scrap, the most insignificant mouthful. Delicious. The only problem is, it's so good. It seems unfair that I alone among the inhabitants of Mousedom should be able to enjoy it.
And can you guess what she did then?
No.
What? I do hope it was nothing nasty.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What happened was, Mousikins whistled. Quick as a flash. Out jumped Mousikins' sons and daughters, uncles and aunts, nephews and cousins. And they all started gobbling up the Queen's bacon.
No! Stop it! Oh, help! Help!
Peter! Peter! Soon they'll have nothing left to put in the great gold sausage pot.
In the second episode of E.T.A. Hoffman's The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, you heard Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker, Edward D'Souza as Drosselmeyer, Eric Allen as the Mouse King, and Oriel Smith as Lady Mousikins. Mary was played by Angela Shafter and Fred by Blair Ford, with Sandra Clark as Mama, Cyril Jenkins as Miss Clara, James Grout as the King, Joanna Wake as the Queen, Neil Roberts as the Pantaloon, and Robert Portal as the Parrot. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed and performed by David Hewson. The Nutcracker and the Mouse King was written for radio by Brian Sibley and was directed in our Bristol studios by Peter Fozzard.